Digital Stratosphere, the podcast that helps organizations throughout the world with their digital transformation journeys. Here, you will find independent and technology-agnostic advice with no software vendor sales spin to help you make the best decisions for your organization. Whether you are in the process of selecting technology, in the midst of your transformation, or trying to get your initiative back on track, Digital Stratosphere provides expertise and best practices to help.
SAP has made a pretty bold move in the market by insisting that all of its customers switch to S/4HANA by 2025. So what does that mean to you, and what should you do about it? My name is Eric Kimberling. I'm the CEO of Third Stage Consulting, helping provide independent advice to companies undergoing digital transformations. And just to set the context and give you some backdrop, in case you hadn't heard or in case you're an SAP customer, it's important that you know that SAP has recently insisted that companies using Business One or ECC or R3 need to move to the HANA platform, more specifically S/4HANA, by 2025, at which point they will stop supporting the old legacy products. So that begs the question, what should we do about it? A lot of companies call us regularly. In fact, we've had a huge influx of clients calling us in the last few months, trying to figure out what they should do to navigate this urgency that's been manufactured by SAP. So I want to just share a few thoughts here and give you a few words of wisdom and advice on how I would handle this if I were you and what we're advising our clients to do. First is to recognize what this is. What this deadline is a manufactured sales tactic by SAP, manufactured by SAP and its system integrators, to try and force or manufacture a fake Y2K type situation where everyone needs to upgrade now. If you recall back several years ago when Oracle bought JD Edwards, they tried something similar and it didn't go so well. They tried to force JD Edwards customers onto the Oracle, at the time I think it was EBS, that they're trying to force customers onto. That didn't go well. There was a big JDE install base that revolted against that and pushed back and didn't do it at the end of the day, so Oracle eventually backed off. This is the first time I recall SAP trying something similar, so I'll be curious to see how customers react and how it benefits SAP or not, because I personally think it has a risk of hurting them more than it helps them. And so the real question here becomes, is this a bluff? Will they really cut support in 2025, knowing that some of the world's largest organizations and the highest visible and the highest profile organizations are out there using their products right now? Will SAP really cut off support to these big blue chip types of companies? I would suspect probably not, but there's still the reality that they clearly are doubling down on S/4HANA. Clearly, all the R&D money is starting to get redirected toward S/4HANA. So even if you do have some leeway with that 2025 deadline, the question becomes, do we really want to be on a legacy product that isn't going to be supported for much longer and certainly isn't going to be evolving and improving for that much longer? So that's the first thing, is recognize that this is a manufactured sales tactic by SAP and its ecosystem. The second word of wisdom or advice I would share is to go at your own pace. This is your business, your transformation. It's up to you to determine whether or not you make a change by 2025 or not. It drives me crazy to hear software vendors try to dictate to organizations how they're going to run their business, especially when you're talking about something as important and as risky as an ERP implementation. So at the end of the day, I would set aside some of the vendor noise and some of the tactics that are being deployed by SAP, its system integrators, and even some of the other vendors as well, and really look out and do what's best for your business and set the tempo and the timeline that makes the most sense for you and that is the most aligned with your business objectives and strategies and goals. Now, the third thing I would suggest is going from ECC or R3 or Business One to S/4HANA is essentially a re-implementation. There's certainly some economies of scale or some efficiency gains that you might have just because you have internal SAP capabilities and competencies. But for all practical purposes, this is a re-implementation. This is not an upgrade. So given the fact that this is a re-implementation, I would suggest that you consider what your options are. What other options are out there in the marketplace? Do we want to stay on SAP? Do we want to look at Oracle? Do we want to look at Microsoft Dynamics? Chances are, since you last implemented your legacy SAP product, the technology from other vendors has evolved quite a bit, and SAP has a lot more competition and a lot more viable alternatives to SAP than what was out there just a few years ago. So looking at what options are out there is really important, especially because S/4HANA is an incomplete product. At the time I'm recording this video, we're talking to clients literally every day, every week, every month, talking about what do we do about these gaps and these deficiencies in S/4HANA? How are we going to plug those gaps? Are we really going to compromise our business because S/4HANA isn't quite ready for prime time? What are we going to do about it? So at the very least, even if you decide that S/4HANA is going to be your core platform going forward, whether it be next year or 2025 or sometime after that, I would still look at what other systems and process improvements and other technologies do we need to integrate in and to complete a more complete picture for what our system roadmap is going to be longer term. So looking at either options for your core S/4HANA platform and or other systems to augment the deficiencies of S/4HANA is extremely important, especially when you start looking at outlying areas outside of core financials and inventory management. Once you start to get out to CRM and product lifecycle management, some of the more advanced BI, artificial intelligence type stuff, there's a lot of deficiencies and incomplete functionality there within S/4HANA. So that's something to keep in mind, is what other technologies should we be considering outside of the S/4HANA and the SAP platform.
If you are trying to achieve digital transformation success, turn to Third Stage Consulting Group. Third Stage's independent and technology agnostic consulting team helps clients define their digital strategies, select the right software, and manage their implementations. With offices in the U.S., Europe, and Australia, our team helps the world's most forward-thinking organizations through their transformation pitfalls and risks. Whether you are embarking on an ERP, HCM, CRM, supply chain management, or any other digital transformation, contact Third Stage Consulting to see how we can help you reach the third stage of transformation success. Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.
The fourth thing I recommend is to define a clear digital strategy. It ties very closely to the previous point I just made, but you really want to have a clear digital strategy for what are we going to do over the next few years to go through this transformation. Whether we stay with S/4HANA or go with another system or multiple systems, best of breed approach, whether we're on-prem or in the cloud, whatever the case may be, we want to have a clear vision and a clear strategy for what our digital transformation is going to be. And we want to determine that early on so that, again, you and we as an organization can set the tempo of this transformation rather than letting a vendor or a system integrator dictate to us how we're going to go about this. So the clearer roadmap you have, the clearer vision you have for what you want this transformation to be and what your exact strategy is going to be, allows you to be in control and in the driver's seat of this transformation, and allows you to dictate and set the tempo for what we're going to do with SAP or not going forward, and how we're going to commission or decommission ourselves from R3 or ECC or Business One, whatever it is, onto S/4HANA or another platform or multiple platforms if that's appropriate. And then finally, after you have a high-level vision and strategy for what you want your digital transformation to be, it's really important that you spend the time up front going through the implementation readiness process. That's something that's completely underrated, and it's something that system integrators and vendors typically will gloss over or skip over because their interests are in getting you to buy as much software as quickly as possible and getting the army of consultants on staff to get the meter running as quickly as possible. So what we suggest is, set back in the spirit of setting the tempo, take the time to create a clear business blueprint for what you want your business processes to be, what you want your organization to look like, what this overall project is going to look like, how we're going to build the internal IT competencies and capabilities to support the project. All these sorts of things and others are really important to do before you start implementing. We see too many companies that just cliff dive straight into their implementation, and that's where companies get into trouble because they spend way too much money because the meter is running as consultants are sitting around conference rooms and meeting rooms waiting for you to make decisions on what you want to be when you grow up. Whereas what we suggest is have those things figured out so you can be extremely effective and cost efficient with the way you use these resources once they do come on board. So those are some of the things that we recommend. I've also included below a link to a video that goes into detail about that implementation readiness process, something we recommend for any company that's thinking about moving on to S/4HANA. There's an implementation readiness process we recommend that companies go through. I highly encourage you to check out that video. I've linked to it below. I've also included a link below to our guide to a successful S/4HANA transformation. Has a bunch of best practices that we've learned in our recent years of helping companies through their S/4HANA transformations, and hope it'll help you as well. So I hope you found this information useful. Please like this video, subscribe to our channel, share it with a friend or colleague, and hope to see you soon. Have a great rest of your day. Take care.
Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.